Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for a zivik for Yaakov, Aaron, and Rochel, and for Shleim, and Leo ben Soro, and Mordechai ben Soro, and Leiboy Nishmas, Malkovas, Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shleim Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Leo Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, and Isha Gittel, Bas, Rav Eliezer, Manuach. This week, the local community here, the Far Rockaway and the Five Towns, and the Great Neck community, they're reeling from a tragedy that took place with Soi Shabbos. And unfortunately, there are still some individuals besides the loss of one very, very special neshama. There are some individuals who are, at least one for sure, very, very critical condition. And in times like this, we awake. We awaken ourselves and we want to do something. We want to help. Not that much that we can do in certain material and physical areas, but there is certainly in the spiritual realm a lot that can be done. And the focus is, of course, on tefillah, on saying Tehillim. I'd like to expand upon that focus a little bit in the context of that which we attempt to do here on a weekly basis. In the Avnei Eliyahu, which is mostly from the Vilna Goyin and some from his son, in the Shmon Esrei, in the Broch of Shemea Tfilo, he basically says that the Shoyresh of the word Tfilo comes from a posuk in this week's parsha, Parshas Vayechi. When Yaakov finally sees Esav again after 22 years, he says to him, Ro'oi ponecho loy pilolti. And Rashi explains, it means to see your face, I have never thought. Rashi explains, loy pilolti, loy mlo'ani libi lachshuv. My heart was not full, never was able to be full with this machshova, with this thought, with this optimistic thought that I would once again be reunited and see the face of my beloved son, Yosef. It seems that the shirish of tefillah is a positive machshova. Roi ponecha loy piloti. We actually, when we recite the tefillah, each bakosha that we make is followed with a positive machshova. Rafa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafa, we ask Hashem for Rafua, b'halei Rafua shleima l'chol makriseinu, and we masayim the brocha baruch ato Hashem, Rafei choylei amo Yisrael. That's that machshova. You are the Rafei choylim. We ask you to heal our sick because you are. That's what you do. That's your professional calling. You're the Rafei choylei kaviyochol. You're the Rafei choylei amo Yisrael. You're the one. You're the Mekor HaBrochos and the one who heals the sick of Amo Yisrael. And that is what gives us bitochen. That inspires us to trust. That inspires us with optimism. That's a positive machshova that changes the way we look at the future and says, we ask for refoeinu, heal us. And then we recite that you're the Refei Choylei Amo Yisrael. That's what you do. That's your thing. You are the, on a permanent, ongoing, eternal, everlasting, unbroken basis, you're the Refei Choylei Amo Yisrael. And that inspires that not only are we requesting Hashem that you should heal the sick, but we are stating our confidence in that request being fulfilled because that's who you are. You're the Refei Choylei Amo Yisrael. Re'oi ponecha loy piloti lemelani libi lachshev. Loy piloti is my heart. couldn't have such a machshava. Pilolti tefila is that my heart does have these positive machshavas that you're the Refei Chayle Amo Yisrael, and that inspires me to have bitochen. And the truth of the matter is that the koyach habitochen is ein l'shayer ve'ein l'tayer. What do I mean? It's a very famous Orach Chaim HaKodesh in Parshas Bishalach, where Moshe Rabbeinu is being mispallowed to Hashem, and Paro is pursuing the Bnei Yisrael after they left Mitzrayim. They're faced by a raging Yamsuf on one side, Paro behind them, the Yamsuf in front of them, wild beasts on both sides, making it impossible to turn any which way. And Moshe Rabbeinu is beseeching Hashem, crying out to Hashem. And the Torah tells us, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Ma titzak elai? What are you screaming to me? Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'yisol. Speak to Bnei Yisrael, and they should travel. They should go into the Yamsuf." And the Orach Chaim HaKodesh asks, he says, "Ma titzak elai? To whom would you suggest that they turn their tefillas, that they cry out to?" And he says that it seems that because of what happened in Mitzrayim, and they engaged in some to some level of Avodah Zorah, from the Novi Yecheskel, it's not mashma that it was in the nth degree of depth, but it was enough to be a serious infraction for them. And because of that, there was a kitrig. The Satan was able to accuse, to be makatri, and to interfere with the acceptance of their tefillos. So Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, now is not the time for tefillah. Tefillah will not be efficacious now. It will not help. Tefillah is not going to help because the Satan has the ability to interfere with the tefillah. He can be makatrig because of that which happened in Mitzrayim. Daber al bnei Yisrael v'yisol. But your emunah bitochein, the ability to go into the Yamsuf trusting Hashem, that he can split the sea, that he will protect you, that he will allow you to pass through and to survive and save you miyad Paroi and his armies, that will be the schus that will make it happen. Daber al bnei Yisrael v'yisol. The emunah bitochen can help you even when there's a kitrig which would not allow tefillah to work. So emunah bitochen is a power which sometimes goes even beyond tefillah. And emunah bitochen is a power that emanates, as we mentioned before, from the tefillah. Roi ponecha loy pilolti. When I say the words Baruch Ato Hashem, Roi feichoy le'amu Yisrael. When I say the words Baruch Ato Hashem, Shemeya tefillah. When I say the words Baruch Ato Hashem, Mishon u'mivtoch la'tzadikim. These words inspire bitochen. They inspire me. Hashem is the Shemei Atfilah. Hashem is the Refei Chole Amu Yisrael. Hashem is the Mishon u'Miftoch to Tzadikim. Tzadikim, I guess, referring to the Bali Bitochon, because that's what the whole Brocha about Tzadikim is referring to. That's a power that's even beyond Tfilah. And therefore, when we have Tzoros and we turn to Hashem and we want help, then the Tfilahs that we utter can be entirely different, can be so much more powerful when they inspire this newer height, this greater height of emunah bitochen in Hashem, that we're not only beseeching and begging Hashem for refuah and for Yeshua, we're also trusting Hashem. We're confident in Hashem. As the Refei Chole Amo Yisrael, we're confident in Him that He will actually heal our sick, and He will actually take care of us. This has a tremendous power. It's brought from the Arizal. Now he says, we say the words, for your Yeshua, we have hoped all day long. Sounds like it's not just the Yeshua of Moshiach, but Yeshua, kol hayoyim. We're always hoping for Hashem's Yeshua. And everything we do, we need Hashem's Yeshua. He says, if we're mechaven at that moment, that should be a schus for all of our tzoros, then that has a very, it's a very mesugal to very powerful yeshuris. So when we say the words Kiddush Uscha Kivino Kol Hayom, besides the words Baruch Atah Hashem Roifei Chole Am Yisrael, besides the Mishonah Biftocha Tzadikim, besides the Shemei Atfilah, we say the words Kiddush Uscha Kivino Kol Hayom, and we focus on the we're focusing on our trust, on our tzoras, and we're relying and we're hoping that Hashem will resolve our tzoras. He says that is a very powerful skula to bring about the resolution of tzoras. Truth of the matter is, I'm sure we've mentioned this, that the Tehillim that we say is really very strange, because most of what we say does not request anything in terms of what we're asking for. If we're talking about a refuah for cholim, then we do not really mention or ask. There's no request built into that as refuah for cholim. Whatever parnosa, it's not necessarily shilamas esoyne ezri b'Hashem oisishum b'ayvoritz yachel Yisrael Hashem kivashem achesel harbi b'yifedus. All it really is an inspiration to be tochen. And it seems that's the koyach of Tehillim. We say the psukim of David HaMelech. We recite the praises of David HaMelech. We inspire ourselves. V'ani b'chastecho, kapitel yud gimel, v'ani b'chastecho botachti. I trusted in your chesed so much so that your geili b'Yeshua secho. I know, I just feel my heart will rejoice in the Yeshua. Or shira l'Hashem ki gomel alai. I'll sing shira when it actually happens. These are inspirations to be tochen, and the inspiration serves as a schus. And the truth of the matter is, the inspiration must serve as a schus for others as well, because we oftentimes, maybe more often than not, recite the Tehillim for others rather than for ourselves. And yet, the inspiration, the chizuk, the uplift that we get in the midas habitochen, that serves as a schus for others, and then at the end we make a mishaberach, and in the mishaberach we actually request bavur, and there should be refuah shleima, and that's the request. But the request comes on the heels of kapitlach, of psukim, of many kapitlach of inspiration to be tochen. And in the schus of that inspiration, we ask for a refuah, we ask for Yeshua, for ourselves and for others as well. And that has that unique koyach. So as we focus on some of the difficulties that people are having now, as we strengthen ourselves in the process through the saying of Tehillim, we should recognize that maybe one of the most important, significant goals is to elevate ourselves in the midas habitochen. Ro'i ponecho lo'i pilolti, lo'im lo'ani li bilachshav. I never really thought that I would have this opportunity again to see you. And no, we have positive thoughts. We're talking to the Reifei Cholim, we're talking to the Shomei Atfila, we're talking to the Mishonah Miftoch HaTzadikim. We are performing this act or focusing our thoughts on Lishuoscho Kivino Kol Hayom. We hope for your Yeshua. We hope all day long for your Yeshua. That should be a schus for all of the tzoras, the challenges that face our people, that face Klal Yisrael, that face individuals that we may be personally be going through. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mekabel our tefillos berachamim uvarotzoy, and allow us to inspire ourselves in the midas habitochin, and that midas habitochin should be a schus, as the Orachayim HaKodesh tells us by the Yamsuf, that even where the tefila might have been interfered with, but the koyach of emun habitochin can bring about miracles. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that we should be zeichet to see Nisim b'neflois in the schus of the chizuk of bitochin that we can inspire in ourselves.